Touchology Wellness Experience, where the power of touch heals all. Tune in and be empowered with your host, Njadika Olatunde, pain relief wellness educator and advocate, who is changing lives with Touchology. Greetings and welcome to the Touchology Wellness Experience, where we introduce innovative and progressive concepts that focus on how to relieve pain and stress in your life 24/7 to have optimum health and wellness using the power of touch. Did you know the power of touch affects every area of your life mentally, physically, and emotionally? These days, touch is often seen as something bad and negative. Each Thursday, we're going to change that thinking so you can take back control of your life from living in pain and stress using the power of touch on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Our sponsor today is Skills Building Academy. Skills Building Academy is where you go to enhance your health and wealth building skills that's needed in facing today's many economic and health challenges. If you are seeking relief and need financial help, available resources, and/or a support network that addresses these problems, go to SkillsBuildingAcademy.com. On our last show, we talked about alternative and complementary healthcare as a hands-on addiction and chemical-free therapy alternative to OTC medication in relieving pain. I talked about the four basic categories of hands-on healing therapies: bodywork therapy, energy therapy, plant and natural therapy, and holistic therapy. Today's discussion will be a detailed look at traditional medicine, referred to as alternative and complementary medicine, and how it is used in relieving pain. The term traditional medicine, indigenous medicine, or folk medicine describes a medical knowledge system which was developed over centuries within various societies before the era of modern medicine. Traditional medicine includes practices such as herbal medicine, Ayurveda medicine, acupuncture, spinal manipulation, reflexology therapy, and traditional Chinese medicine. The World Health Organization defines traditional medicine as the health practices, approaches, knowledge, and beliefs incorporating plant, animal, and mineral-based medicines, spiritual therapies, manual techniques and exercise that are applied singly or in combination to treat, diagnose, and prevent illnesses or maintain well-being. Traditional complementary and alternative medicine attract the full spectrum of reactions from uncritical enthusiasm to uninformed skepticism. Yet, use of traditional medicine remains widespread in non-Western cultural countries, while use of contemporary and alternative medicine is currently increasing rapidly in Western culture countries. Alternative medicine. The term alternative medicine, as used in the modern Western world, encompasses any healing practice that does not fall within the realm of conventional medicine. Commonly cited examples include naturopath, chiropractic, herbalism, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, meditation, yoga, biofeedback, hypnosis, bodywork, reflexology, homeopathy, and diet-based therapies, in addition to a range of other practices. Alternative medicine practices are as diverse in their foundations as in their methodologies. Practices may incorporate or base themselves on pre-scientific traditional medicine, folk knowledge, spiritual beliefs, or newly conceived approaches to healing. Jurisdictions where alternative medical practices are sufficiently widespread may license and even regulate them. The claims made by alternative medicine practitioners are generally not accepted by the medical community because evidence-based assessments is not available for the safety and efficacy of many of these practices. If scientific investigation establishes the safe and effectiveness of an alternative medical practice, it may be adopted by conventional medicine. Because alternative techniques tend to lack evidence, some have advocated defining it as non-evidence-based medicine or not medicine at all. The U.S. Institute of Medicine rejected the evidence-based approach to defining complementary alternative medicine because research suggests that many mainstream medical techniques lack solid scientific evidence as well. The problem with not being able to scientifically validate the effectiveness of traditional practices is based on the research model and methods used that does not include the study of human energy response to an applied therapy when administered. Now, let's look at some of the alternative and complementary therapy medicines. We'll start with natural medicine. While the use of natural medicine is on the rise, many misconceptions still exist surrounding the use and benefits of these therapies. Here are two common myths and facts about complementary and alternative medicine and its role in the future of healthcare. Myth number one, you must choose either natural medicine or conventional medicine. People no longer think they have to choose, realizing that both natural and conventional approaches can play a role in meeting their healthcare needs. Myth number two, herbal remedies are safe and non-toxic, so I can self-prescribe them. It is important to realize that natural doesn't necessarily mean safe, although the vast majority of herbs are safe when used properly. They also are powerful. They can cause adverse effects and can interact negatively with conventional medicine. Acupuncture is a component of traditional Chinese medicine that originated in China over 5,000 years ago. It is based on the belief that living beings have a vital energy called qi that circulates through 12 invisible energy lines known as meridians on the body. Each meridian is associated with a different organ system. An imbalance in the flow of qi throughout a meridian is how disease begins. Acupuncturists insert needles into specific points along meridian lines to influence and restore balance to the flow of qi. There are over 1,000 acupuncture points on the body. In 1997, acupuncture needles were reclassified from experimental to a medical device by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The National Institute of Health released a census statement that same year endorsing acupuncture for the treatment of a variety of conditions such as postoperative pain, tennis elbow, and carpal tunnel syndrome. Acupuncture is one of the best known of all the alternative therapies. Traditional Chinese medicine is a complete system of medicine that combines the use of acupuncture, Chinese herbs, food, therapy, acupressure, and massage. Health is thought to depend on the balanced flow of energy or qi throughout the body. In traditional Asian medicine, emotions and physical health are intimately connected. Sadness, nervous tension, anger, worry, fear, and overwork are each associated with a particular organ in the body. Our vital energy or qi is thought to flow along these meridians, and anything that disrupts the smooth flow of qi is said to cause illness. There are 12 regular meridians and 20 total meridians in traditional Chinese medicine. Homeopathy is based on the principle of like cures like. The remedies, which are generally dilutions of natural substance from plants, minerals, and animals, are selected to specifically match a person's individual symptom pattern. Ayurveda medicine is an alternative medical system that's thought to have originated in India over 5,000 years ago. A consultant with an Ayurveda practitioner usually begins with a thorough interview covering all aspects of a person's health and lifestyle. The practitioner uses this information to identify the person's predominant body type or dosha. The three doshas are Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Treatment is aimed at restoring balance to the doshas and can include dietary changes, meditation, massage, purifying techniques, breathing exercises, herbal remedies, baths, and exercise. Chiropractic, from Greek chiro, centered with action, is a complementary and alternative medicine healthcare that focuses on diagnosing, treatment, and prevention of mechanical disorders of the muscular system and its effects on the nervous system and general health, with a specific emphasis on the spine. It emphasizes manual therapy, including spinal manipulation, other joint and soft tissue manipulation, along with exercises, wellness, and lifestyle counseling. Dr. Palmer founded chiropractic in the 1890s, and his son, B.J. Palmer, helped to expand it in the early 20th century. It has two major groups, straights, now in the minority, emphasis, vitalism, innate intelligence, and spinal adjustments, and supplication as the leading cause of all diseases. And then the second one is mixers, more open to mainstream and alternative medical techniques such as exercise, massage, nutritional supplements, and acupuncture. Chiropractic is well established in the U.S., Canada, and Australia. Doctor of chiropractic, often referred to as chiropractors or chiropractic physicians, practice a drug-free, hands-on approach to healthcare that includes patient examination, diagnosis, and treatment. Chiropractors have broad diagnostic skills and are also trained to recommend therapeutic and rehabilitative exercises, as well as to provide nutritional, dietary, and lifestyle counseling. The roots of chiropractic care can be traced all the way back to the beginning of recorded time. Writings from China and Greece, written in 2700 BC and 1500 BC, mention spinal manipulation and maneuvering of the lower extremities to ease lower back pain. Hippocrates, the Greek physician who lived from 460 to 357 BC, also published texts dealing with the importance of chiropractic care. In one of his writings, he declares, "Get knowledge of the spine, for this is the requisite for many diseases." Myth: chiropractors are not real doctors. Chiropractors are licensed as healthcare providers in every U.S. state and dozens of countries around the world. Naturopathic medicine, also known as naturopathy or natural medicine, is a complementary and alternative medicine which emphasizes the body's innate ability to heal and maintain itself. Naturopathic practice includes many different modalities, and practitioners emphasize a holistic approach to patient care. Naturopathy has its origins in the nature cure movement of Europe. Naturopaths prefer to use natural remedies such as herbs and foods rather than surgery or synthetic drugs. Graduates of a naturopathic medical school in North America are trained to use diagnostic tests such as imaging and blood tests before deciding upon a full course of treatment. Naturopathic doctors are commonly referred to as general practitioners of the complementary and alternative healthcare world. They are trained in modalities of herbal medicine, acupuncture, clinical nutrition, dietary supplements, homeopathy, hydrotherapy, body work, and lifestyle counseling. Naturopathic medicine is based on the following six principles. 1, the healing power of nature. 2, the belief that the body has an innate ability to heal itself. 3, educating the patient is an important part of the treatment plan. 4, the principle to first do no harm is fundamental to a naturopathic practice. 5, to treat the cause of the disease rather than the symptoms. Each person's treatment is individualized and takes into consideration all the presenting symptoms and causative factors. 6, the belief that prevention is the best medicine for good health. You have now been introduced to 8 of the most used traditional practices in alternative complementary medicine. These healthcare practices are the hands-on addiction and medication-free alternative to opiates in relieving pain. Hands-on therapy is the universal law of healing mind, body, and spirit using the power of touch. If you or someone you care about suffers with pain, know that when you touch the area that is hurting and causing you to feel pain, touch will immediately release the body's natural pain reliever, endorphins. For the quick fix pain relief, you pay a high price for a temporary solution. With hands-on therapy and the power of touch, the price paid is being pain-free with improved health. Today's food for thought is, you got pain. You have two choices. Eliminate it or keep it. The choice is yours. Our topic giveaway today is chronic pain and opiates are incompatible. Download this resource at touchologyexperience.com. For information on upcoming podcast shows, workshops, and training programs, subscribe to our newsletter at touchologyexperience.com. Our motto on the Touchology Wellness Experience is, health is wealth and wealth is health. It is your birthright to have both. In support of our motto, I have a free gift for you. Go to touchologyhealingexperience.com to grab your free gift. On our next show, we will discuss a featured alternative and complementary therapy used to relieve pain and restore your body's health and wellness. If you or someone you care about is suffering with pain and seeks an alternative to OTC pain relief, spread the word. Until next time on the Touchology Wellness Experience, with a focus on changing lives with Touchology, to introduce a new way of thinking and allow you to take back control of your life from pain and stress using your divine gift, the power of touch. It's all about health, wealth, prosperity, abundance, success, love, peace, happiness, joy, and harmony. It's what we share on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Mark your calendar to tune in and be Touchology Empowered.